Harvard President Lawrence Summers' suggestion or question about whether a difference in intrinsic aptitude between the sexes might explain the disparity in the number of women versus men in the sciences has fueled a debate that, it still continues. Last Friday, the American Institute of Physics released a report that sheds some light on the controversy. Rachel Ivey is the author of the study called Women in Physics and Astronomy 2005, and she's with us now from her office in College Park, Maryland. Nice of you to join us on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you.
So what were you trying to find out in your research?
We were looking at the representation of women in physics and astronomy over time. We also looked at the representation of women in physics in other countries. One of the things that we did specifically with the study is we looked at how women are represented on physics faculties, and we tried to figure out, is there about the representation that we would expect given the available pool of women in the past? In other words, if a certain number of women were earning degrees in the past, did they, you know, drop out and not become professors?
Or did they then get hired onto the faculties of various various institutions?
Right. I mean, that's the question. If a woman gets a PhD in physics, can she get a job as a faculty member? Can she advance to full professor?
And what did you find?
We found that, surprisingly actually, that women's representation on physics faculties, and this is across all degree-granting physics departments in the U.S., women's representation on the faculty is about what we would expect given degree production in the past. An example would be at the full professor level, where just 5% of full professors of physics are women. Most full professors of physics earned their PhDs in the early 1970s, when about 3% of physics PhDs went to women.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 5% on the faculty now at the full professor level. In other words, there's about the representation that we would expect on the physics faculty given the available pool of women back in the past. And that's true at the assistant professor level and the associate professor level as well.
And how many, what percentage of women today, in terms of all those getting PhDs in these disciplines, how many of them are women?
Today in physics,
mm-hmm.
18% in 2003, 18% of physics PhDs went to women.
And how many of that 18% went on to get jobs?
Well, we still don't know because those were just degrees granted in 2003. Most physicists take a postdoc, so there's a lag time between getting a physics PhD and actually getting a faculty position. So at the assistant professor level, our most current data show that 16% of assistant professors are women. And in the early 90s, say from 91 to 97, when most of those people earned their PhDs, 12% of the PhDs in physics went to women. So there's actually more assistant professors who are female than we would expect based on the degree production in the early 90s or the mid-90s.
Now, of course, in the midst of this, the Larry Summers controversy erupts. Do your findings, do you think, support or not support some of the points that he was raising?
Well, one of the points that President Summers raised was the possibility that it was an intrinsic difference in intrinsic abilities. Our report doesn't really tend to address that. What it does show is that because the representation of women in physics has changed so quickly, it highlights the social context of women getting physics degrees. In other words, in the 1970s, we got 3% of PhDs in physics going to women. Now it's 18%. That's a lot of change in a 30-year period. I don't really think evolution happens that quickly. So I don't think, you know, our report highlights how there's something else in society that is causing more and more women to go into physics than were even 30 years ago.
But from what you say, it does not address the point of intrinsic abilities.
Well, not specifically. I mean, our research isn't, you know, designed to look at and discover if there's a gene, a physics gene. But we do look at, you know, the social context of physics, how it's changed over time, how it's different in different countries. There's actually wide variability in different countries in terms of what percentage of degrees in physics go to women. And you'll find that in some countries where there's a lot of support for working women, there's a higher percentage of physics degrees going to women in those countries. France is a good example.
Another of President Summers' suggestions was that discrimination in these fields may not be a problem.
Well, initially, you know, our findings may seem to indicate that there's no discrimination in physics because women are, you know, getting jobs and advancing to the full professor level at about their availability rate. But what that doesn't talk about is the fact that there is other evidence that there is discrimination against women in physics and women in sciences, and that women have persisted in these fields in spite of major obstacles, such as very chilly climates for them, where they're repeatedly told, maybe through actions, that you know they're not supposed to be there, or if they're there, they're somehow different from the rest of us.
So if there's discrimination, it may be at earlier stages.
Yeah, our report actually shows that the drop-off for physics, where women leave physics, is between taking physics in high school and getting a bachelor's degree in physics.
Hmm.
About half of high school students are girls. High school physics students are girls, I'm sorry. And then 4 or 5 years later, when those same people, when that same cohort is getting their bachelor's degree, about only 22% of physics bachelor's degrees go to women. So women are taking high school physics, but at some point they're choosing not to major in it at higher rates than men.
One byproduct of this controversy, and it seems to me a byproduct of every controversy in academia, is a call for more research.
Yes. I think that probably if you want to look at what's happening with physics, why women are leaving the physics pipeline, you'd want to look specifically at either what's going on in the college classroom or at the K-12 process, because, you know, probably what's happening is that women are deciding, even before they get to college, they're leaning in a general direction, probably away from physics, which is still defined as a very male science in our society.
Rachel Ivey, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Rachel Ivey is a sociologist at the American Institute of Physics and author of the study called Women in Physics and Astronomy 2005, and she joined us from her office in College Park, Maryland.